See this guy. Jiggy the police, it don't stop now. Ran the beats in the place, it don't stop now. Thank God for them hand-me-downs, you know. Yeah, turn up a little bit. Okay. Yo, I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so hard. We didn't need no job, we still beat those odds. I'm a dreamer, at least that's what mama be saying. I mix work and play, she got no time to be playing. I was trying to be patient, let life come to me, and envision the day that we be living comfortably. But it never did happen, not for me or the crew. So they took to the corner, made it do what it do. Started off with the nicks, then moved the dimes. Put some money in their pocket in like 2 weeks' time. They were flaunted in my grill, but I was still chill. They would say that I was getting my clothes from Goodwill. Well, all I do is laugh it off as we nailed the creek to the wall to play basketball. They had to do tennis shoes, but to me it was the same, cause to me those kicks didn't improve their game. Freaking brothers every way, nah, that was Ice Cube. Had no problem with drugs till it took one of my dudes. It's like bragging on having the best casket. You gotta be dead, so do it even matter? Come back to the block and they can't be found. So I was glad I was content with my hand-me-downs, you know. Socks to shoes, pops to moms. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. You my brother, so even if it can't be found, it's all good. I'll take those hand-me-downs, from shirts to hats, even a couple dollars. Whatever you need, holla, I got you, it ain't a bother. Cause I know if mines can't be found, you be there with a hand-me-down. And that's what's up. I just lost my job over some bull. The boss said I'm expendable, cause I ain't had no pull. Dude couldn't even tell me to my face. Sent me a little letter on my desk with a gold lace. What I'ma tell my wife? What she gon' tell me? I just bought a TV with DLP, 60-inch flat screen, been attracting lots of attention. But if I ain't getting that green, we can't keep none. But there's no refunds. Thought it was sweet, hun. Now look what we done. But she ain't buying that, cause it was me. I was the one in the store saying, baby, trust me. Cause I thought I had job security with these sectors of the plant under my authority. But at least I can tell my man, spill my guts, and he'll tell me I understand, man. Socks to shoes, pops to moms. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. You my brother, so even if it can't be found, it's all good. I'll take those hand-me-downs, from shirts to hats, even a couple dollars. Whatever you need, holla, I got you, it ain't a bother. Cause I know if mines can't be found, you be there with a hand-me-down. And that's what's up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like free was the thing to be. Cause there was a brother that was breaking the mold, a true artist that had taken control. Because he had the voice and conviction that could shake your soul. And even though the industry had taken its toll, dude refused to be less than Marvin. Even if it meant the label kept him starving, but it just wouldn't happen. Cause he was too gifted to talk me that true talent shouldn't be shifted. And maybe if rappers was more like that, with less falling in line and more fight back, then maybe we could recognize our true worth. Cause all diamonds get found underneath the earth. So in that case, underground ain't so bad. And true blue music just ain't no fad. When I started, I wanted to be a rapper, not really an artist, cause I was just a novice, influenced by the greats with successful careers. Used to look at them as my heroes, and now they my peers. So even though so many can't be found, I'm grateful to accept y'all hand-me-downs. I said, even though they can't be found, I'm grateful to accept y'all hand-me-downs. You heard? Socks to shoes, pops to moms. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. You my brother, so even if it can't be found, it's all good. I'll take those hand-me-downs, from shirts to hats, even a couple dollars. Whatever you need, holla, I got you, it ain't a bother. Cause I know if mines can't be found, you be there with a hand-me-down. And that's what's up.
Another hero is Otis Redding. And Otis Redding embodies, at least to me, the transition of black music and of black soul music. He embodies the transition period that existed, which moved from gospel, from singing in church, to rhythm and blues. It was one of those things that through his voice and then the emotion and the conviction that he had within his voice and in his songs, He's a hero because he embodies that transition, that movement, that change, where, you know, a lot of deep soul, Southern soul singers that come from out of the church and went into rhythm and blues and dominated, and it would turn into almost like a testimony music, but on the secular side. And unfortunately, Otis passed away before, I believe it was 1 month before his biggest hit had even hit the airwaves, you know, and so we didn't get to see his success, but the success got a chance to see him, and I think that, and that allowed us all to get to know the man, and for that, you know, Otis Redding is without doubt a hero.